it clearly was a very grandiose equivalent to one of these great Gothic European cathedrals, and it would have taken probably 75 to 100 years to have constructed, similar to the cathedrals here in Europe. And so it's a great symbol of the Buddhist world, the Buddhist vision, and it's an intellectual exercise at some level, but because it is so brutally physical, it is so concrete. It's more than that. It somehow embodies something in a way that goes beyond just metaphysics or religious doctrine and stands for something very vital about what the human spirit can achieve.
The experience of climbing the terraces of Borobudur is a powerful one. As you emerge from the enclosed corridors of the lower terraces into the clear open spaces above, surrounded only by a circle of volcanoes, you're very conscious of having entered a different world. Even the most hardened tourist has the sense that this is not a site visit, but a pilgrim's progress. The builders of Borobudur understood perfectly how stone can shape thought.